Yes, it's 641, the WSW Morning Team Show. You're with Dave and Pat and Charlie. So pleased we are to be with you. To WSGW.com, thanks to Midland Furniture Garage for making the online listening available. MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Listening through Alexa and Siri. Could be listening through 100.5 or 790. And that specific frequency, as you have been with us all season long, for Detroit Tigers baseball, 790 frequency, the home of Detroit Tigers baseball, 54 consecutive years this season, by the way.
And a pretty good season, all in all.
All in all, indeed. Thought we'd take a few minutes to talk about the Tigers. You know, the season ended Sunday, we know. Yesterday we were dedicated to the Lions experience. This will be a little bit better conversation, I would trust. As the baseball playoffs are set to begin today at the wild card game in the National League. I should say American League. Yeah, thank you, Pat, for catching me on that. National League is tomorrow. But as the playoffs are set to begin, obviously our Tigers are not participating next year. Could that be the leap based on the success of this year? If not next year, man, you know, Tigers fans thinking at least 2 years from now, we should be able to, especially when you look at some of the records of some of the playoff teams based on what the Tigers did this season. First, I think most fans know, but we remind you, the Tigers finished at 77-85. It's below 500, which doesn't sound great. But when you think about 2 years ago, the last time there was a full season, the Tigers were 30 games better than what was accomplished just 2 years ago. That's a nice leap.
That is.
Yeah. And, you know, of the 30 total teams in the major leagues, only 17 had better records. Again, that doesn't sound like a lot, but that puts the Tigers kind of in the middle of the pack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, making a leap to where, let's see, at 77 wins, the White Sox won the division with just 93 wins. Now, I'm not saying just 93, but that's 16 games.
Yeah.
Over a 162-game season. Turn around 16 games.
Yeah. Well, they would have just started faster out of the gate in April.
I think you noted that in your sports yesterday. Mm-hmm. After the 9-24 start, the Tigers finished 68-61.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, especially when you look at some of the records, too, of the teams they played that were playoff teams this year. I didn't realize this. First of all, we had a home record, home winning record, too.
Yeah.
For the first time since 2016, 42-39. But it says that we had a winning record against teams that were in playoff contention at 28-25.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that?
Yeah.
So we played those playoff teams kind of tough. And again, you look at turning around games. In one-run games, we are 23-23.
Hmm. Yeah, right.
You go 26-20. There's three games right there. I mean, you start to pick off a few games here and there. Extra inning games, we did well. We were 12-8. That's nice. And we had 8 walk-off wins for excitement.
Hmm.
And Robbie Grossman was responsible for 4 of them, which I did not realize.
No?
Okay. I was culling a lot of information from a lot of different sources.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won it 4 different ways, with a home run, with a safety squeeze, a sacrifice fly, and a walk-off walk.
I remember the walk-off walk, right.
Yeah, the most exciting way to win a game, the walk-off walk. And we did have 35 come-from-behind wins.
Okay.
Remember how that late inning mm-hmm. excitement that, you know, that which I think was an A.J. Hinch mantra. You know, we don't give up. We play right to the end. Very exciting. And, you know, you look again, 77 wins. Other divisions, I mean, Atlanta won its division only with 88 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so. Of course, there are the other divisions like the Giants and Dodgers winning 107 and 106 games respectively. And the Dodgers winning 106 games as a wild card.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, there's some work to do, but how about the pitching staff? You know, your Casey Mize, your Matt Manning, your Tarik Skubal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
all right.
Ty Alexander now.
And also losing some major pitchers that they were counting on this year.
Spencer Turnbull.
Yep.
Who threw the no-hitter.
Matt Boyd,
who thankfully doesn't have Tommy John surgery, but bad enough that he might be missing until the middle of next season.
Yeah.
And you know, the guys in the farm still to come out. You got Nick Fado, who's going the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, your Riley Greens and Spencer Torkelson. Torkelson, who finished, by the way, his minor league in AA and AAA with 30 home runs.
Yeah, not bad.
He did a good job.
Yes, he did.
They're going to get looks in spring training.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, at least I'm hoping Riley Green will be able to get a spot next year.
The next rookies?
Yeah.
I mean, will Akil Baddoo have another successful season next year?
Yeah, well, and he was, I don't think they expected that.
No. And I think Robbie Grossman gave him more than they thought.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, he had a
career year.
In fact, what was the Grossman stat? I'm trying to think now. I wonder if I've got it here. The first Tiger to get the 20 home runs and 20 steals in a season. Or he became like the eighth Tiger to do so or something
yeah,
like that.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
Is he, is Grossman the MVP, would you say, for the team?
Grossman's Scope?
Yeah,
maybe.
John,
you know, John's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
Maybe those two?
Yeah, I'd have to say. And maybe Akil Baddoo.
Akil probably Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year for the Tigers, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I think that's just what a lot of the baseball experts, they didn't take into account, but nobody did, about what kind of role Akil Baddoo would play.
No.
They really didn't. No. Didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I think that he is responsible for some of their wins by far.
Oh, especially early in the season.
Especially earlier in the season.
Excitement he was having when they were struggling so well, he kind of carried the club.
Yeah, he did.
Grossman, by the way, seventh Tiger to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in the season. I mean, seven Tigers. I mean, for all the years the Tigers have played, only seven guys.
Yeah.
Man, and Miguel Cabrera, of course, had the highlight of 500 home runs. Next year, he'll get his 3,000th hit. But, you know, what he had, like 260 range.
Yeah, he ended up around there after really slow.
Really struggled, but he came on really nicely. And, you know, if you'll take that from Miguel if he can do it again next year.
Yeah.
A veteran presence in the lineup, you know, still a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So there are promises.
Yeah. Now all they have to, I think what the Tigers need to do is go get a probably at least another starting pitcher in free agency.
Thinking of that, and they're also talking about somebody to really solidify the shortstop position.
Yeah, that is needed. That is needed.
Well, they were sure on a roll in the final third of the season, you might say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really building, so it's a positive heading into next year.
It really is. I mean, and you talk about maybe getting those players free agency. Now you have an attractive team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a team that, oh my gosh, I'm coming to a team that's got no chance. Now you get a free agent going, you know what? The Tigers are on the upswing, seeing all that talent they have here and still more talent on the farm. I want to be part of that.
And having A.J. Hinch as the manager, too. Don't discount that.
True.
I think that that is also an attraction.
You know, his trouble's behind him. He does have that World Series championship, so you don't discount that. So just a lot of positives in this Tigers season. We hope you enjoyed listening all season long. A lot of Tigers fans did. Again, it was more positive to listen to. You actually thought the Tigers had a chance.
It was.
It was the direct opposite of so many years where it's like, how are the Tigers going to blow this one? You were thinking, hey, how are the Tigers maybe going to win this one?
Right, right, yeah.
Leave that to the guys across the street.
The guys next door, unfortunately, you're right. You're right, boy. There's a contrast, isn't there? There's a contrast right there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was actually an exciting season, I would say, after that slow start. They gave us a lot of good baseball.
And when we look at the Detroit Tigers predictions that your morning team made.
Oh, yes.
In 2021. Pat Johnston, you actually were more positive than I think you thought you were.
Oh, I was. Okay, what'd I say?
Yeah, you said 70.
Oh, I did say 70.
In 92.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, they said 77.
Yes, I couldn't remember.
And Dave, you might remember that you and I actually had the same, and Art did too. We all predicted 82 and 80.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they ended up in the middle.
Kind of
in the middle
there. Yeah.
So we were pretty much in that neighborhood. Didn't get as much as we wanted. Had a few more games won that you were thinking.
Yep.
So we were right in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad when you're trying to predict 162 games and really had so many question marks that were going into the season that we really didn't know exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
So bring on 2022. A reminder that the Tigers will open in Seattle. Oh, boy.
Oh
boy.
No.
It's probably one of those 10 o'clock games.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to state the fact the West Coast openers suck. They do.
Yeah.
They really do.
I second that.
6:51 is the time on WSGW. Detroit Tigers baseball all season long. You're home 790 specifically, WSGW.